Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. Today we're going to continue our efforts to rescue the art of homemaking from the daily grind. Because I just feel like that's a daily thing. So I do want to talk about grind because I did like a major project this week, and I'm sure there's got to be other people out there that can resonate with what I did. But how are you? Because I don't feel like
I'm
we've talked
so
in the last
good. I have had a
couple days.
A great couple days. Not because things have gone well, which we can talk about.
Please. My stove is still leaking water spontaneously.
Okay. Well,
we'll have to talk about
I'm waiting
that.
For my dog to poop out a chicken bone. So just.
Oh, great. Okay.
This is a chic podcast. I'm going to keep
we
it between
chic.
The rails here, okay?
However, life happens.
Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. I had a hilarious Italian lesson last week where I journal a lot. I think I mentioned this. I journal a lot, and so it teaches – I bump up against new words that I don't know.
All the time.
I learn them in the context of something actually happening, which is much – easier.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to explain to my tutor what's going on. She knew I was having problems with my dog, so I had to catch her up on all of the. So I learned words for blood, vomit,
esophageal backup.
Some things I can't say on the air.
Right.
And then
right.
our poor dog had quite the week. He got castrated. That's not what it's called. It's called neutered when it's not a farm animal.
Like, I'm sorry.
Okay. He got
not
neutered.
A bull calf.
But I couldn't think of a way to say this in Italian. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the word for neuter. And I really try to find a way before I look up a new word.
Yes.
And so I said, they took his balls. Neuter just lost it.
She lost it.
Lost it. She was like, I have had the worst day. That was awesome. Also totally grammatically incorrect. Oh, it was just one of those funny moments. You just had to laugh. So anyway, yeah, it's good. All good.
I'm like in the polyglot zone, man. I am feeling my Cheerios, as my grandma would say. I just, started Spanish, and I've had two lessons in a row where I got a compliment from my French teacher. I'm like, oh, really? So
fantastic.
Yeah. This for sure is a new hobby. I mean, it's moved from like, I need to know French because of my trips and because I love the culture, to now I'm really enjoying the process. And now to bring on another language, which I've known French for so long, dabbled in it for so many years before just getting really serious, like in the last couple years, that I can't fathom not knowing it. And so to start from scratch, I mean, obviously I know basics because we live in America, with Spanish, but to start from scratch for all intents and purposes is fascinating to me. Like I'm just giddy. So,
well, and they say that once that happens, you when you know how to learn a language, then you can just learn a language.
And I feel
you just kind of know that. Yeah,
I feel like okay, now I can take this formula and apply it to. I mean, I'm assuming it's applicable outside the Latin languages, you know, because the next one I'd like to learn is German. So I'm really keen to sort of just be present in this process. I'm very much looking forward to these very early stages of mm-hmm. learning Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's just squat here for a little bit because we told you guys we just want to hang out with you this season. We just want to hang out. We're not gurus. Mm-hmm. We're not. I'm not sure even what we are, but we do want to hang out with you. So, I wrote a Substack last week that went kind of crazy, and I think it's because it struck on a chord for people. I was just writing about it like a personal anecdote. Here's what's going on with me, Right. We decided for our family to do no screen November. We're really selective about when our kids have screens. Mm-hmm. Only one has a cell phone. They do have Nintendo Switches, but they're offline. They don't play with friends. They don't have gaming parties. They don't have access to YouTube. There's no social media. So, like, we're already pretty archaic with some of mm-hmm. this stuff. But even still, the amount that was filtering in, we just thought, you know what? Let's just show the kids that you can do this. And let's show each other that we can do this, too. Obviously, we have to be on screens for work. And if we're on screens for work, then that's acceptable screen time. Or if the kids have to type up, you know, an essay or something for school. But there's just been zero shows, zero screen focused entertainment in our home. Okay. Turns out, you guys, that was such a bigger problem than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it was hard for me to quit. I felt like freedom. And by the way, I do listen to podcasts, but I only allow myself like one a week. Just going to listen to one a week for a little entertainment while I'm doing the dishes or something. Because I'm not sitting there looking at a screen. It's audio entertainment. It's like listening to music or something. Mm-hmm. So please listen to the podcast. But my point in all this is I've been finding all these pockets of time because, you know, when you're standing at the stove stirring bacon or whatever, waiting for a kid to go get a chicken from the freezer, without realizing it, you pull out your phone. I'll just mm-hmm. check my email real fast. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll just check in on Instagram. Whatever it is, it could be browsing eBay. It could be checking sports statistics. Like, everybody has their little thing that they check.
Right.
Okay? That little checking. Wow. When I, in those pockets now, I'm looking for other things. A lot of times I just stand there and observe peace in my heart. How about that?
Right?
I like, we'll sit and stare at a tree. A lot of times I fill it with my Italian journaling because I'll just sit and I'll just try to think of sentences. Just think of ways to phrase things.
Sure.
And then,
okay.
And then I'll sit down and do real studying later where I go back and try to correct the word. But the, when you're not getting the dopamine hit from your phone, mm-hmm. by the way, it loses all of its like power over you. You're like, what am I going to do? Look at the time.
Right.
Like there's nothing to really do on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you don't have that dopamine hit, the dopamine hit of learning something or like hearing a really good song or getting to a really great chapter of your book or mm-hmm. learning a new word, it's like higher. Do you know what I mean? Because now mm-hmm. the scale is like a normal human scale.
Yeah.
And so there's not something kind of constantly vying for your attention while you're trying to, like, practice, you know, your participles or whatever, prepositions.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think all that's to say, the context of, like, what you're learning really matters. Like, even you learning Spanish, mm-hmm. why you're learning Spanish, which we talked about last week,
mm-hmm.
that really matters. That flavors you learning, your time you spent learning it.
For sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes, I mean, just that reason alone makes me giddy, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it comes to pass or not, just thinking about it mm-hmm. is so precious to me.
Yeah.
It's so precious. So.
Yeah. It's good. It's been such a good week. I feel genuinely like a different person. Isn't that ridiculous?
I love that you're doing that. No, it's not. It's not ridiculous.
It feels ridiculous.
Because I do know that feeling of like, well, what are you going to do? You know, when I get back from my trips, I just have this disdain for my phone.
You have to be on a lot when you're doing those.
You have to be on it a lot when you're doing those. Yeah. And so when I get home, I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Check the news? Check the weather? I don't. Mm-hmm. I just want to throw this thing out the window, mm-hmm. you know? And granted, I use it a ton for work, but
Which is all good. Like, that's all good.
Right.
I love technology.
But taking it to the bathroom to poop is not good.
I know. I said that.
Like, to Stuart. Like, how pitiful
is that? You just give yourself 30 seconds.
Just grab a Reader's Digest for the love.
I have read in a more focused way than I have read in as long as I can remember. Like, genuinely, this is going to sound silly, but, like, food tastes better, words sound better, music sounds better, conversations with friends, my mind feels way more focused. It's like my whole, what would you call that? Like, your whatever system?
Sensory
adrenal
or
system
something?
Or, it's like it's slowed down, and it's like all the other senses are rebuilding their little neural pathways.
Well, and they really are.
Mm-hmm.
That's very.
And I hate that.
That's not imagined.
I did it to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
That stressed out. We had a stressful week. It was not grand in terms of
everything.
Everything. But I felt better than I have felt in a decade. I loved it. I'm still going. I mean, I'm not, no way.
Yeah.
I think too, I told Stu, I think it got a little bit, I think it got a little amplified after Charlie Kirk was assassinated because there was just so much going on. What just happened? You know, and then you were trying to kind of piece it together. And so I think people were just on social media and tapping into news feeds and news sources more than normal. And there was something that seemed to really change about the algorithm, my algorithm during that time. So I would get on Facebook and it would just be all of these outrageous political things. And I'm like, what are you trying to do here?
Right.
It was kind of odd. So anyway, all that's to say, it's been good. And my, it has made studying hard things, doing hard things, like learning a language, better. Exponentially better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've talked about, you know, we sat down, Joel and I, the other day and just talked about this oncoming illiterate society and what that means for our grandchildren and people we won't even know, great-grandchildren, and what we could do now, for them. I don't know. You know, we're just like in the rumination stages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the screen definitely plays a part in that. And it's even those kind of conversations where that's some of my angst with Aiden leaving, when I say like, no, I wasn't done. I wasn't done. Like, you know, like whatever conclusions we come to, I would want him to be a part of that. And I hate that now he's establishing himself and that would just have to be something we would share with him and he could take it or leave it or whatever. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
The screen was definitely a part of that conversation because, like, in similar to you, we've always felt like we've done our own way of mitigating the exposure and it's still never enough. And there's still really innocent things, whether it's, you know, vintage NASCAR games on an Xbox, you know, that they enjoy playing together. You know, but it's just still so much.
But it's just still too much.
So much. And our teen girls do have phones. They each are on a certain amount of social media, Instagram. And that is how they communicate with their friends. You know, I said to him, I said, what I hate about it is, especially for the girls, is that that's their CD player. You know, that's their phone, their phone. You know, I had a hot pink phone in my bedroom and I would, you know, we think about them, oh, like texting back and forth all evening. And I think about me being a teenager. I was on the phone from dinner time till midnight every night. You know, I had my own line. And I said, what I don't like is that it's hard, if not impossible, to separate that. Like, here's what we wouldn't want. Like, if we did some sort of a fast or something or wanted to set some new parameters, here's how that would look. And then here's your music list. And here's when you can talk to your friend. I hate that it's all in one device. I hate that. That's their little computer. That's their Word document for school. That's their CD player.
That's what I mean. You have to go like,
I hate it.
You got to go. Once you taste the sweet nectar, though, like we go record player, like we're going old, or I put the music on the speaker from the desktop computer. And so no, you're not going to browse for that song. You're not going to look for that thing.
Right. The friend situation, you know, you've got Amelie using it for transposing, you know, you've got her, and the friend situation is different where, I'm assuming Georgia has friends at co-op and church, and do you need to pause?
No, he's yelling at me for putting his keys in my purse.
Oh, whoopsie, poopsie.
Have you seen those great word processors that they're like a new school typewriter? Their word you type, but it's digital. It saves it digitally to the cloud. It lives in the digital world. But when you open it up, it's like an old, that's all it does. You just type into it. You can have different documents and things, but that's it. And I think that's the kind of stuff that this next generation is going to face, right? Because
that kind of stuff being what?
Like, you're already seeing this cultural resurgence. Okay. You've got mail. You've seen you have seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Meg Ryan's boyfriend, and he has the typewriters, and he keeps telling her how her computer is gonna it's gonna suck your soul. It's, you know, he's already this movie was made in what, 97? And he's already kind of being what we would consider now like hipster about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna go right at the coffee shop and he's gonna bring his typewriter. Do you see how see how hipster I am about this?
Yeah.
You're seeing that now with younger kids. So here, the school district just banned phones in the school. So you know what? People are going onto eBay and buying iPods. They're buying iPods so that they can just have a music player.
Right.
That's what I mean. It's going backwards already. It's going backwards.
Yeah. For one of my French homework assignments, I had to watch a whole video about kids going back to just even flip phones.
Yeah.
On purpose. Whole groups of them, groups of friends doing it on purpose.
Yep. Because you know what? You're free. It's so strange. But when you take away its power, you feel free. Here's the funny thing. I found myself feeling so good. I'm putting out pumpkins. I'm baking bread. I'm just God, I'm feeling so hot. I'm like a racehorse. And I'm I feel so good. You know what I want to do right now? I want to watch a good year. I want to watch a good year so bad. Because I feel mentally like I do when I watch a good year. It takes me to such a happy place.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's space for two things to be true. I think I don't think you need to go crazy with it. I'm on a screen right now talking to you, obviously.
Right.
But that's not the same as having news notifications pop through on your phone when you're trying to just have a family dinner. Or I was working yesterday and I was doing that thing that we do where it's half work on the computer and then you'd go vacuum a floor and then you'd come back in here and send a newsletter and then go scrub a toilet,
yeah.
And I had work calls come in, and when they came in, I actually felt almost violated. Can't you see? I'm cruising, man. I had some great music going and I was jiving, and it was. If you weren't alive in the early 2000s or, I can't really describe it, but that's where I was. I was just I went old school and it felt so good. It felt so good. It wasn't about how much money I had or anything like that. I was just oh yeah, this feeling of homemaking.
Mm.
Do you remember that feeling? That
I remember not wanting one. I remember being forced to get one once I finally had four kids. I was just don't text me. Don't you text me. I'm not going to type my response to you. I just, oh gosh, I hated it. I got one so, so reluctantly.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? Do you think that you got one? I'm trying to remember what year it was that I got one. It would have been
I got 20... one in
13.
Yes.
That's what I got. What year I got mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's y'all, it's just a double-edged sword. I mean, there's this really great book that you should read called You Are What You Love. And it talks about humans make tools and then tools make the humans. And it's that's what I think we're saying is that we made this tool so that we could like be more human, be more connected, be more vocal, be more everything. And we ended up far more changed by it. Just our human nature was far more changed by it than I think maybe we expected. But the good news is that regardless of how you see screens in your home, like you have the power either way. And I think that was also invigorating because we always say, oh, they, the algorithm, they. I can just literally power it down. And they are bringing home phones back, by the way.
I was going to say landlines are.
They're bringing home phones back. And they're also bringing back, if you like genuinely need help with this, I have some friends. And they make a device called the Brick. And it literally looks like this. It's like a brick, black brick. Mm-hmm. And you have it, let's say, on your refrigerator at home. And when you you install the app on your phone and you come and you put your phone on the brick.
Okay.
And it's like it takes away all of its power. Where people can still like call you and text you, but you say to the brick, no Facebook, no Instagram, no YouTube, no this, no, nothing like that. So when it's in brick mode, it's just a phone.
Yeah.
You can't do anything on it because it's just a training of people's minds, you know. I have a friend who's a lawyer and he loves it because then people can still get in contact with him. But while something's printing, he's not inclined to like pick it up and, you know, check the weather report. I don't know. Anyway, just putting it out there. If you find it helpful this holiday season, it's genuinely changing the family landscape. And I find things like that to be invigorating. Speaking of invigorating, thank you to Branch Basics for sponsoring season 26 of Homemaker Chic. Turns out you have a bit more time for cleaning and you find a little bit more delight in it. When you put on some beautiful music and pull out these cleaners, you can use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off of their starter kits. You'll get your cleaner concentrate. You'll get your squirt bottles. You dilute the cleaner concentrate down with water. They have little lines written on the bottles, super simple. And this cleaner is so incredibly effective. By the way, it cleans oil paints. That's how effective it is. It is the only cleaner that I have found that will clean oil paints off of my palette and off of my brushes. So,
really?
Yes. And it's free of fragrances, hormone disruptors, preservatives, baby and pet safe. So you can shop Branch Basics and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off.
That's so cool.
Yes, really.
I really need to try that now. All right. Let's say thanks to Toops & Co. So the holidays are coming up and I know many of you are turning on your forest air. Skin's getting dry. You're wondering, how can I wake up and not look haggard? Aside from that, 8 to 9 hours of sleep you need tonight. You should try Toops & Co. natural skincare. Use the code HMC10 for 10% off. They're going to use ingredients for you like cold-pressed olive oil and organic grass-fed tallow. So these are real ingredients. No synthetic chemicals, gross toxins, artificial colors, artificial fragrances. I've said it before, you have to get the Gua Sha Stone and use their glow serum with that. It makes your skin amazing. Fabulous for lymphatic drainage and I hate to say wrinkles, but just golly, it makes your skin so beautiful. They have an incredibly clean makeup line that you can feel good about after you've been taking care of your skin. You can visit toopsandco.com. Use the code HMC10 for 10% off all your natural makeup purchases and skincare purchases with Toops & Co. today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to read you a couple of comments that came through. Okay. These ones came through Spotify. So if people listen on Spotify and leave a comment, there was some from there. There was a correction from David Hanna.
Ooh, David.
It was Betsy Ten Boom, Corey's sister, who thanked God for the fleas. Not that, and that makes sense because actually Georgia played Betsy Tin Boom in a play of their story last year, and I remember
that's
this.
Right, because Betsy was not more pious, but she was softer to the whole situation, and where Corey was
yes
more frustrated, angry. Yes, you that's know, right. Whatever. Like she had more of a struggle there.
That's yeah. right. That's
true,
right.
True. True.
And yeah. Exactly. Okay.
I think they remade the movie. Did you see that anywhere before you went off social media?
No.
I think there's a remake coming.
Okay.
Which would be great because, I mean, obviously you have to read the book. It's one of the best books ever. But the old movies, like from the 70s, it's really super cringy.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this name. Thessalifish? No. Theseus. I'm not sure.
I do so bad reading people's handles. I just make up. Quick. My brain just sees what it wants to see.
I'm like the Sellyfish.
Sellyfish.
Right. This was about last week's episode. We talked about our kids. And she said, thank you for the reminder that our kids will make their own choices and that we can do our best as parents. But ultimately, we leave it in God's hands. And on a different topic, you should look up the YouTube channel Lanshin for really good guasha stone tutorials.
Okay.
There you go.
Lanshin. All right.
Nicole is saying that you and I should meet in Asheville. Nicole, yeah, thank you for this recommendation.
I think I saw that.
Okay.
Did she email me to the Biltmore? Is that the Biltmore?
Yeah, to go to the Biltmore. Well, this one's on, this was on Spotify. My mother-in-law lives right near Asheville. And so I don't think I would be able to escape to North Carolina without taking everybody, because that's like also where my brother-in-law lives, my sister-in-law lives, my niece lives, and my mother-in-law and her husband, and et cetera. So North Carolina is like family territory for us. You can't go and not see everybody. But that being said, I have just taken the role of travel coordinator upon my shoulders. I haven't told Angela this.
I'm sorry. What? I'm the travel coordinator in this relationship. What are you talking about?
And I have been researching different, like the best cities that we could meet in the worst time of year when everything's nasty and gross.
Gross.
But it's like the time of year that we can do it. And so I'm like just going to buy a
Boca Raton
ticket, like, and just ship it to Angela's door and be like, get on that plane. Oh, be there, be funny. Square, I'm going to say.
Okay.
So keep the recommendations coming. Okay, there's
somewhere
a few.
Warm, please.
I know. There's a few others. Please send us your comments, send us your questions, etc. over on Instagram or over on Spotify or over on Apple Podcasts. There's a few more, but we need to talk about today's topic because we are in the holidays. Oh, we also got a comment from somebody that said, "Damn, I think you got to be fine." 6'7".
Is that one of my kids?
It
sounds like one of my kids.
And lastly, Amanda, this one made me laugh too. Amanda said, I'm here for the eggplant slander. Amanda, how dare you?
Yeah, girl. Ew.
Oh, I just fight against this so hard. I fight against this.
You can fight
hard.
All you want, girl.
Shay here. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth? It's a supplement that helps women maintain their optimal hormone levels. It has over 50,000 glowing reviews from women, and 98% say that they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now you can get those results and take them even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen powder. Collagen powder helps to restore the gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. Things like relieving occasional bloating, reducing sugar cravings, supporting a healthy, sustainable weight management, and also boosting energy and stabilizing mood swings. We all know, we've talked about it a lot on the show, your gut directly affects your hormones. So improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. And right now, you can try the prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free. Get 15% off your entire first order with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC,
all one word, for 15% off today.
Hills are alive.
Shut up. Oh, I hate it. Oh, that just ruined my day.
Oh, yeah.
That one lady might have been right. There might be something deeper there. Okay.
Right?
We want to talk about holiday food. We want to talk about some holiday food.
Oh, okay. Got, you're going to start or you got something?
No, I got something going on.
Okay, but check it. Okay. So I did this sale on Instagram because I got all these pretty like stemware and antique cutlery and stuff in the shop. And I got this thing about the table looking the same every year. Every year I do a tablescaping video for YouTube for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I always try to, and they're not really realistic. Like I just pull out all my pretty stuff and grab moss from the forest and just kind of, they're more like inspo, right? But there is something to when you get out those tubs and you think, oh my gosh, this table is going to look the same every year. So that was kind of the spirit I did this sale in. But also, what about just the way things look and function being the same every year? That same sticking point, you know, we have only so much room. It's not a small kitchen by any means, but the eating area isn't really that big. And there's always extra people. So we're always either trying to make an L shape with the table or extend it. And then it's going into the entryway, into the living room. And it's very contrived and clunky and claustrophobic, even though it's a big space. So I got this idea for that weekend. Joel is just thrilled.
I'm sure he is. Anything that starts with, I got this idea. They're like,
I got this idea here. I'm an ideas person. To switch the living room, our little tiny living room, it's so small, fireplace room, and the dining area. Bring in the big sectional sofa and the coffee table into where the dining room table is in the kitchen. So it's like hors d'oeuvres and table, and I'm not alone cooking. And then put the dining room table in the fireplace room with a fire and the big chandelier, and like totally like it's a dining room then for that weekend. And I think it's brilliant.
Go with God.
Right?
Joel?
In Spanish, Shay.
Joel. Make the woman happy.
Oh, it'll be me moving the furniture. You can bet.
Yeah, that's always a tricky point, fitting people. I've in our little house, I've just had to accept that the squishy, bumping shoulders, clunky pieces are just part of the charm.
Yeah.
We're like Kate Winslet in The Holiday.
Right. Okay. Well, there's charm and then there's, I don't know, it gets a little gnarly sometimes, but mm-hmm. So you got those big, my people are bigger than yours.
Oh my big gosh. People. My Owen. I just call him a man boy because he's still a boy, but he is. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's just a big guy. Fun stage. It's a fun stage. I ran into my sister at Costco this morning and I came back feeling so blessed to live near Costco. I'm sorry. So sorry I said that out loud. Oh
my gosh.
Angela lives a long way from a Costco. But I did. And by I genuinely long, we mean did an have hour like and this a half. Thankful feeling of mm-hmm. I just spent too much money, but I feel so grateful to be able to push this cart of beautiful, healthy food to my car and to have what I need to make this happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, this year it's getting a little bit trickier for us because, you know, Georgia cannot eat any dairy. And it's interesting. People don't really understand what any dairy means. Can she have
goat
milk?
Oh, I just put a little bit of butter in it.
Yeah. No. Can she have butter? No. Can she have cheese? No.
Did it come from a
boob? I said if it came
from, no.
That's what I would say. If it came from a mammary gland, she cannot have it. Okay. Mm. And Angela and I were talking about this earlier. You know, we've both had sick kids for various reasons. And in the moment, when you look on somebody else's situation and you say, oh, like you run a cooking community and you can't cook with butter or cheese or cream during the holidays, what are you going to do? When you have a kid who benefits from a certain, let's call it a medicine, quote unquote medicine, okay? In this case, right. The medicine is not having dairy. I don't really think twice about it. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Of course I will. Mm-hmm. You think, I'm the mom. I'm going to take care of her. And I'm going to make sure everybody who brings food in here, either it's marked or as something she can't eat or it suits it. So all that's to say, Stu and I do not eat potatoes, any sweet potato, but that's fine. Like, somebody else is going to bring the mashed potatoes. Somebody else is going to bring the sweet potato casserole.
I guess I stupidly didn't factor in sweet potatoes to that.
Oh, yeah. And also, there's a lot of other things. Jicama, for example, is in the potato family. Yeah. There's all kinds of things within this same botanical group. We don't need any white sugar or any white sugar products. So that means cane sugar, brown sugar, mm-hmm. molasses.
And is that one is conviction or is that
no, that one is also an intolerance with grains. Grains, we eat a lot of grains. So I just said, mm-hmm. you know what, to keep it simple.
Okay.
It's just zero cane sugar products in our house.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Sukkotan or whatever that's called. But you can do maple and honey. And you can just
this is so easy in the house.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's date sugar, easy, coconut sugar, maple sugar, maple syrup, anyways. Honey. Yeah. It's a nothing burger until you go shopping at Costco. And you're like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, look, beautiful freeze-dried strawberries. Oh, look, sugar. Okay. Oh, look, you know, this sausage. Oh, okay, look, sugar. Oh, look, beautiful for packs of Christmas salami. Oh, look. Non-fat dried milk powder. Like,
yep.
Once you realize that dextrose, which is a super inexpensive, cheap, chemically processed potato sugar,
mm-hmm.
start noticing that one. Dextrose is in
everything. That's in booty. Everything. Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. It's just, I also have a couple of gluten-free people in our family. But I'm like, you know what? You're either going to just be like, okay, well, then what can we make? And how can we mm-hmm. make it so that everybody can enjoy it? Or you're going to sit here and be all sourpussed about it. And mm-hmm. you're going to have a miserable time doing all this work.
Right.
So I opened up a spreadsheet.
That's a challenge. That's like, ooh, adapt and overcome. What are we doing here?
But some of it's delicious. Not. So dairy-free pumpkin pie. Pretty simple mm-hmm. when you use coconut cream.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful enough. Gluten-free pie crusts. Pretty simple. Got to watch that potato starch in them, but you can do them.
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a beautiful green bean salad that has like an olive oil and red wine vinaigrette with some homemade crispy mm-hmm. fried onions. So it's not going to be the cream of mushroom green bean salad, but that's fine.
Right.
I did a recipe in the cooking community this month called Winter Salad that has beautifully like thin shaved, like mandolin shaved radicchio and raw beets.
Ooh, yeah. Heck yeah.
You can put a grain in it if you'd like some quinoa or some rice or something of the sort. It's very hearty and very yummy. Dried currants, that kind of a thing. I'll do a turkey. Easy to do. I also do beef flank steak.
That's my favorite.
I know, mine too. I like beef a lot. Mashed potatoes, right? Have them for people who can eat them. They should eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who can't won't. So we'll have that. And then my mom will make a stuffing and, you know, a few other things like that. But once I sat down, it took me probably 25 minutes. I spreadsheeted the whole thing, who's going to make what. Yep. And I just thought, you could have just sat here and been sour about that for the next 2 weeks and put it off because you didn't want to figure it out.
Yeah.
And aren't you glad you didn't? Because now you feel, I went to Costco feeling like, yes, I know what I need to get. I know what I'm in charge of. I know what I'm looking for. And if it all comes together, it's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good reminder. What are you going to make? Is your mom coming?
No. No, I do Thanksgiving. Just us and Aiden's people.
Okay.
His friends that don't have people.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably go to my mom's the next day.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. And then somehow I got to figure out if I can get the girlfriend's parents over here for dessert sometime over the weekend.
Yes.
I don't know. Something.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah, no, Thanksgiving is, I don't like to share it. I don't like to share any holidays, quite frankly. I haven't, like, since Aiden was, like, 10. I was like, yeah, and we're done here. I just want to do my own. But, yeah, Thanksgiving is, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like turkey. Ugh, it's so boring. I don't like turkey, but I usually do one.
Yeah.
And then, like, a big lasagna or something. I do some whatever, tenderloin or lasagna, pasta. I always mix some sort of pasta in there, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm. One year for our cooking community.
They don't like me to get too creative. I know. But I don't do green bean casserole or anything like that. Ew. Yeah. Mashed potatoes, stuffing is my forte. I love my stuffing. And yeah, that's my favorite. I could just eat the whole thing myself. I love to fry it the next day. I was like, you know, people with microwaves, they do not know what they're missing. Big cast iron skillet, a stick of butter, and you just put all your leftovers in there and make them all crispy and fabulous all weekend long. Oh my gosh. That makes me so happy.
Duck fat, an incredible substitute for butter in holiday foods. In case anyone else is
dairy free. I found my duck fat when I cleaned my freezer out.
Yes, duck fat. That's what you got to go for. Yeah, so Angela spent a good chunk of time this past week cleaning out her freezer.
Rage cleaning.
Oh, we've talked about in the podcast before, old Ange, old Shay. These are real people who live in our minds, by the way. And if she says, oh, I spent all day cleaning my freezer and making an inventory of everything, I'm like, There she is. Right? Look at her shine.
Gosh, I'd done shone. Yeah. Yes. So I have this situation where I wrote about my Substack the other day was about this. Some smoothie-aholics in the house. To my chagrin, they open the bags of berries and they let berries spill everywhere. Then they sort of like fold it over. And then they close the door. Maybe.
Yeah.
And this has been going on month after month after month after month. And every time I open the freezer, it's worse. I'm thinking, when will I do this? Obviously, it's ideal in the summer. You unplug it, you wheel it out into the driveway, you have at it, you know? That didn't happen. And it just hit a fever pitch the other day. I opened it. And it apparently had been open for like 3 days. And it was legit a solid wall of snow and ice. Okay. Top to bottom. A few lone blueberries on the bottom. A few like bags of like the tops of Costco veg bags sticking out like, save us. And I just went crazy. I stormed over to my toolbox. I got a hammer and I just started beating the snot out of the, I'm like, what am I going to do? This has to, and then I was just going to put a dent in it. Then I decided I'm going to go crazy. I ripped everything out. I got like towels, laid them all over the floor. I'm throwing bags. I'm finding porterhouses and like all the stuff that I didn't even know we had. It's so pitiful. Then I thought, well, there's a little freezer right next to that. I might as well do that one.
Yeah.
And so half of my inspiration was that this sounds so bad. I've trained my husband to do the grocery shopping, which is amazing. So I've made a master list and it literally says, now turn right at the end of this aisle and right at your belly button, you will find the avocado mayonnaise. Now look up and to the left and you will see the quinoa. You know, like whatever. It's just because it's a pretty big grocery store that we go to and then we go to Costco. So he did that for me a few months ago and he could see I was really busy last week. He said, you know, I could do that again if you needed. Because when I go, it's an hour and a half. It's 3 hours of driving and then all the shopping. Then that's just so difficult when you're, you know, doing the level of homeschooling. Now everybody's getting older. It's not like when they were four and you could just cut out for the day. You know, it's just so different. So he was doing that for me that day. And I thought, okay, I'm going to inventory this. So I brought my I brought my laptop out, like propped the door open. I typed everything. I said I had a kid. By that point, I had a kid helping me. Well, Julian helped me bash out some of the ice because my wrist got so tired. He's like, Mom, would you like some help? Thank you. And then another child came and like would pick up the steak and she would read me the label. And so I put it in the spreadsheet. 4 porterhouses, 3 T-bones, whatever, whatever. And then I wrote down everything that he was buying and everything that was in the fridge and worked up a whole menu to just like eat everything we have. And
that's the fabulous. Good stuff, man.
I feel I feel so clear, and the meals have been fantastic and there's no stress around them. It's all inventoried.
Yeah.
I love spreadsheets, make me so giddy. Yeah. And I'm wondering, I used to do this.
Old Ange.
When a long time ago, I had it taped to the front of the freezers. Here's how many quiches are pre-made in here. I just used to inventory all my food all the time. So yes, it feels really good. And all of a sudden, everything feels easy again.
See, let that be a lesson, ladies. It's not about, because I had a conversation with you on like Monday and you said,
yeah,
we are out of meat. Like, I have to go on a meat run. I got to go get some meat.
Yeah. I couldn't see it. It was in there.
I have taken on, I think we've talked about this, I've taken on the challenge of eating through our root cellar this year because we need to redo the shelving. And when those are completely laden with jars, it's very difficult. So every like half-eaten box of pasta, I'm looking in my cold room and I'm thinking every jar of salsa verde is getting eaten. So the other day I made a gigantic pot of like a green chicken chili.
Mm-hmm.
2 jars of my green chili or my salsa verde down, that kind of a thing. Jars of tomato sauce. It's exhilarating.
That's how I've felt. And I think I've shared with you too that I just had hit a big point of frustration in the kitchen. I've got the youngest, naturally the pickiest. People don't eat as much as they think they're going to anymore. Aiden's not here. I feel like there's never anything to eat. It's so far to get groceries. I've just been telling my husband for months, like, the thrill is gone with food. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all. Mm-hmm. I used to just love it. Love putting on the apron, love going to it. And that just had gotten away from me. And not all my fault, just life changing. And
yeah.
But to take control of what I could take control of.
Yeah.
It's only been a few days. So it may sound, you know, simplistic or whatever, but dang.
Yeah.
Now I'm a sucker for a plan too. So now there's a plan. Yeah. Now I know what's in there and I know what can be made with it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Did we talk last week about going to the market? I can't remember if that was on here or on my cooking community call, but you got to find ways to keep the thrill up in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, you've said it on the phone and here.
Okay,
I think, about just like getting the couple shallots, just something
just
to keep you.
Just something to keep it fresh. So even if it's not, you know, we've talked before on the podcast about like, okay, great, go to Walmart and get the bottom shelf cheapest lentils if that's what's in the budget and on the menu. Mm-hmm. Put them in a nice jar, put them on a shelf. You know, take your apples out of the plastic bag, put them in a bowl and take the stickers off. Get a new candle, hang up an old garland that you get at Goodwill. Shift something around, put out a
whatever
cutting board with a clean washcloth and a candle. Like whatever it takes, because you have to set the mood for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set the mood. And I don't think that can be overstated. And, you know, women, I think by design, we relax into things when we feel comfortable. When we're in panic mode in the kitchen, let's say. Aiden.
I can't stay.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Okay. Okay. Hi and bye. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Love you. Bye-bye. Hi. You tell him I said hi. Sorry. Aiden, hi.
Shay says hi. Hi, Shay. Bye, Shay. Every time we do the show, I'm going to cry. He comes over, like, for a quick errand. He's here for 30 seconds. Happened last week. It happened the week before. I hear his truck pull in. I hear his truck pull out. Oh, I've seen him for, like, 10 minutes in the last 2 weeks.
Tell him just to wait.
He can't. He's probably got a job. Every time he's in such a hurry like that, he's got to get to somebody's vehicle or something. Poop.
Well, let's say thank you to American Blossom Linens, also a sponsor of season 26. Angela can dry her eyes for a second.
Right.
Talk about setting the mood. Set the mood in your own bedroom, in your own bed with American Blossom Linens sheets. These are made right here in the United States from West Texas grown cotton. There's no imported blends, nothing synthetic, no harsh finishes, no chemicals, just very breathable comfort that feel crisp against your skin. They feel refreshing. There was that sportscaster years ago and his famous tagline was like, cooler than the other side of the pillow. That's kind of what American Blossom sheets are like. And you can get 20% off of your set of American Blossom Linens with the code HOLIDAY20. You should send your husband this link and tell him that this is what you want for Christmas. Because these are the kinds of things that will last. They're not going to end up in the landfill. And you can get 20% off of your set of sheets. Juliet, I would like everyone to know, a couple years ago, I shared the story of Will cutting holes into my American Blossom sheets because he wanted to be a ghost for Halloween. And I would just like everybody to know that that sheet was recycled and somebody else went as a ghost for Halloween this year. So even that was not wasted.
Waste not, want not.
That's right. They're timeless and they're going to be a wonderful addition to your bedroom and to your bed. And you can get 20% off AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the code HOLIDAY20 for 20% off. Okay. Yes. So we're talking about setting the mood in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I think we need to do the same for the holidays if you're hosting Thanksgiving or holiday events. It's a ton of work. Okay, so
yes.
Set that aside. How do you get yourself in the mood for a ton of work?
Well, it has to be clean. Okay, for me, like, yes. Are you asking me? It has to be spotless to start.
Yes.
And the behind the scenes has to be spotless. So we have our boot room right off the kitchen. That's got to be clean too.
Yeah.
That's just the way my brain works. I can't see, you know, there's a sink out there and there's a countertop. It's got to be cleaned off. The behind the scenes, the cooler will need to be tidied up. Freezers are done. Check. but it needs to be clean. And I did treat myself to... I've got some new tablecloths and linens in the shop, so I got some for myself. And we desperately needed new silverware and new cups, so I did invest in that for the family. And we've actually been using those, so it's been really just sort of like elevating our mealtime experience, which has been nice. Music. Clean apron. I need to be comfortable while I'm cooking. I mean, all those things, it's kind of like just my little checklist. And then what I don't like is I do like to be alone in the kitchen when I'm making dinner until it's like those last 7 minutes, any dinner, the last 7 minutes. Then I think I say to people, okay, I can't set the table and finish dinner. Like, I have to have some help here. We're going to pull this off. But around the holidays, I don't like feeling like I'm banished to the space while everyone else is doing things. So I'm keen for my switcheroo idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the windows have to be open because I get so hot.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
Fresh air is a big one. And we have a fireplace in our kitchen. So I love having a fire going because it makes it feel like there's life there. And I also want to be cooking foods that I'm excited about. Like, I want a recipe that I feel like, oh yeah, I get to plate it like this. Or even if it's a boring recipe, then do I have a pretty dish to put it in? Or something to sprinkle over the top? Or like, what's going to make me excited to do this? I think they can be very small things. But this winter salad that we made in our cooking community, it has golden beets that are cut on a mandolin. So they're super, super, super thin.
Right.
And people see them and they're like, what is that? Like, it's just a beet, but it's just a yellow one.
Right.
And it's just like the silliest, smallest little thing. Mm-hmm. But it makes me excited to do it because then it's a super colorful salad. So it's very visually appealing and it catches people's attention. So it's just nice. It's just like a super simple little thing, but it's nice. So it's good. It'll be just great. Also, I was going to tell you, I can't remember if I said this, but one year I confit a turkey, like cooked it in duck fat and it was out of this world. So if you're thinking turkey boo, you still do the same thing like you do with duck confit where you like salt it with thyme and bay and pepper and et cetera for a couple of days. You break it into pieces and then confit it in duck fat. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see that.
Might be worth a try.
Yeah, I'm just not I love duck confit, but I'm just not a poultry person. Yeah. I'll eat it, but I don't ever crave it. I made fabulous chicken last night. It was delicious, but I would eat a tenderloin every day.
Well,
of the
yeah.
Week. just saying. Throwing some oysters in a glass of champagne. Yeah. And we're all good. Some pate fried on the top.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Perfect.
The region that I go to in Italy, they eat a lot of basically steak tartare. Okay. Mm. And so almost every bistro or restaurant will have some version of it on the menu. And
it's the same in Paris.
It's really like pared back. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about like just the meat, maybe a few arugula leaves, salt, pepper, olive oil, like so simple. I will always get it. If it's on I will always get it because.
An egg yolk or no?
No.
Okay. It's a Paris thing.
You eat it and it's like within 3.5 minutes, it's like I can feel that red meat hit my bloodstream. It's like I'm ready for it. That's that type O blood, I think. Like you just, you crave it. I tried to do that 1 year for Thanksgiving. That got vetoed. I make it for our family. But yeah, everything I try to make gets vetoed. You guys remember last year I tried to have a big Italian Thanksgiving? That got vetoed.
Yeah.
This year I was going to do a gigantic. I have a whole lamb that I have set aside to butcher, to age myself, to roast over a spit. That got vetoed. So I'm making a turkey. Turkey covered in tears. Let us know your Thanksgiving plans, won't you?
Right?
We've had a couple of requests for conversation about littles during the holidays. Little ones underfoot. So let's talk about that next week.
Okay.
Children.
All right.
I'm going to go back and read some of my old Thanksgiving posts on the blog to try to remember. I'll try to get into the mindset, all method act
the
for you guys.
Mindset. Okay. You're funny. Well, thank you for being with us. I told Shay the other day, I'm really enjoying this season. I think the conversations have been they feel like her and I are just talking on the phone and you are listening in. And those are my favorite. So I've really been enjoying that. And so littles for next week.
Yeah.
And that's next Monday. If you need to get caught up, circle back around and grab the few that we've done so far for season 26. And we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.